Davis and I'm back with Mental Health Chats, and I'm really excited about our January interviews. And this is the lovely Dave Williams, who's going to continue on the topic of goal setting for results, and he's going to talk about the missing link for managers. So first of all, hi Dave, how are you going?
Excellent, thank you very much indeed, Claire. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. So first question, just really quickly, and then we'll go into detail a bit more, but who is Dave Williams?
Oh, the $10,000 question. Yeah, in reality. Yes. Yeah. Well, first of all, good morning, afternoon, evening, whatever time that you're watching this. So, yes, my name is Dave Williams. I'm a number one best-selling author with Confidence for Life, a multi-awards winning results coach. I'm also the owner and creator of the Management Mastery University, international speaker, and also director of the Speakers University. So I've got a few things going on.
And you're located in the UK.
I am indeed, yes.
Brilliant. And just a little bit more detail, Dave. That was a big spiel about all these fantastic things, but what do you actually do? What does that mean?
Well, you should see the size of my business card. That's a different story. Realistically, you know, to break all of that down, I'm all about people and businesses being the best that they can be.
Yeah.
That we have so many challenges as far as life is concerned, and we can sometimes lose our way, whether that be professionally or indeed personally. Yeah. And when I say this, I mean, as individuals, but also as far as the business is concerned. And quite often we're faced by these challenges and these blockages that are there, that I help people overcome those so they can actually get the results that they ideally want. And live the life of their dreams, the ones that they really, really, if they had a blank piece of paper and could write it out and design it, that's what I'm all about, whether that be a business or indeed whether that be as far as the individual is concerned.
Excellent. So we're talking about managers here and goal setting because, you know, it's the year ahead. We should always be setting goals, actually, but a lot of people just set goals in the beginning of the year. So let's talk about, what is the missing link for managers when they are setting goals?
And that is such a great question, because I know when I was in that sort of position for so many times, yeah, the goals were just thrown on us. And realistically, we thought, there was no substance behind them. It's just, here's a figure or whatever.
Yeah.
And there was nothing there. Like I said, there was no substance. There was no emotion. Just goes, here you are, get on with it. You know, it was that sort of thing. And realistically, because of that, at the time when I first started off in management in the mid 80s, and I know I don't look old enough, but I did have hair then.
Same.
The reality was, I followed the same suit until I realized there was more to it when it came to goal setting. And the reality is, the real key when it comes to goals is be clear about them.
Very much so.
Clarity is power. And I've been fortunate to work with some phenomenal organizations and some brilliant individuals.
Mm.
And it's amazing. When you're talking of multi-million pound organizations, how often it is that they're not clear on what they want to achieve.
Yeah.
You know, clarity is so powerful, whether we're talking of a big business that's setting goals, or indeed whether we're managing a team and we want to get the team motivated to achieve something and be the outstanding people that they are, and just move the needle. It may just be slightly, but the results and the rewards are just the other side of moving that needle slightly. And clarity is key. And more often than not, it's not even thought about.
It isn't often thought about, and that's a really, really good point. And I'm going to add to that, because especially as a manager, if we can be clear about what our expectations are of the goals so that they know what they are, I think also we need to take a step back and say to the person that we're managing, do you agree with this goal? Because often we're not clear, but then the other person says, I can't do that. Yeah. Or I want to do more. Yeah. So it's that agreement that's also another missing link as well. So, yeah.
Indeed. And if I just interject with that as well. So just before asking if they agree with that, it's the fact of, do they understand it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the clarity. Yeah.
Yeah. Because all very well having the goal, but if it's not being communicated properly,
yeah,
then their understanding of what they're agreeing to may well be something totally different.
Yeah.
And that's all about communication, and that's for a different day. Yeah. You know, we haven't got time to do that today.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to get clear on what the original, what the overall outcome is, clear on how we're delivering it, and then, as you correctly say, check our understanding and making sure that they agree with it. And the simple reason, when they agree with it, they're on board with it, and it's so much easier to achieve the goal then.
Oh, so much easier. So we're actually, I love the fact you've got a flip chart there, Dave.
That was actually going
to be my next question. I think you've read my mind. So I think it would be great if you could give the top three tips on setting goals for results for managers, because managers are always pushed to have those results.
Yes. Yeah. And quite often not given the tools to achieve them.
Yeah.
That's the thing. So it's a bit like trying to achieve something wearing concrete slippers. You know, you're trying to move forward, but it's very difficult to make that progression. So certainly, yes. So I am very much old school. And yeah, the three top tips for setting goals for results. Realistically, we've covered the first one. Clear. Be clear about what your outcome is. So clarity.
Yeah.
And as we say, clarity is power. So once people have an understanding what the outcome is, then it's so much easier to get people all pointing and working in the same direction.
Definitely.
So that's the first one. Sorry.
Definitely, I said. Definitely.
I'm sorry. The second one is your why. And you've probably heard this one all the time. So what's your why?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So in other words, why do you want to achieve that?
Yeah.
That, you know, it's something that has been used for many years, but not everyone uses it. So when the communication, when the overall outcome and everything, when people have an understanding as to why, let's say your department needs it, your team needs it, why the organization needs it, or indeed why you want it as an individual, then the clarity becomes so much more powerful.
It does.
And for most people, obviously, you know, there are so many people that set New Year's resolutions and everything.
Oh,
and
yeah.
There are so many people that have given up already.
Oh, yeah.
Simple reason is the why wasn't strong enough.
Yeah. And also, why have they given up?
Exactly.
I love the why, and it's something that I do talk to my clients a lot about in all forms of communication. If we can understand our why are we doing this? Why for the big change? Why would we motivate them in that certain way? Why? And it's a question that we don't ask ourselves enough. So that's absolutely brilliant. Thank you for that, Dave. And let's go to number three. I'm waiting with V.
Thank you, Claire. And you're so right with what you say. And it's been brandished for so long, and yet it's still not used. We don't ask ourselves. And this is leads on to the third one.
Yeah.
This is the real kicker, number three.
The real kicker. Okay, let's go for it.
Now, again, the what's in it for me is something that, again, has been brandished around for quite a while. But let me elaborate as far as that is concerned. It's not just about, well, I want a new car or something along those lines. That is not what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay. The real kicker when it comes to what's in it for me is the emotion that you attach to achieving it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
What people tend to forget about when they're setting goals is we're human beings. And human beings, you know, do everything based on emotion.
Yeah. We do.
When we have a strong emotional attachment to the why, what's in it for me, the overall outcome, that is when goals become so powerful Because when your emotion is that strong, and like I say, that's where, oh, it'll give me more money. Well, that doesn't mean anything.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. When you've got an emotion attached to it, I'll feel proud. I will feel loved. I will feel a sense of achievement. I will feel significant, whatever it is. That's when that goal becomes your superpower.
Yeah.
And when that happens, we start approaching that goal like an ant.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to suggest to everyone, become an ant.
Right.
And you're probably,
Don't be trod on,
what do you mean become an ant? You know, I'm not going to grow loads of legs, and I don't mean it that way.
Yeah.
When you think about it, if you're a kid and you came across a row of ants going along the road or the path or whatever it was, kids, let's face it, kids are very inquisitive. And what we tend to do, we put a stick in the way, don't we? Yeah, so it breaks their pattern. So what do the ants do? They don't just say, oh, there's a stick, and turn around and go the other way, do they? No, they find a way. They'll go over it, they'll go under it, they'll go round it. They will find a way.
Yeah.
And that's why attaching the emotion to your goal, that makes people unstoppable when they're tackling that goal. Because their emotion is that strong that no matter what challenges come their way, they will find a way.
That's amazing.
And that's the real kicker. That's the real clue.
Real kicker. Thank you so much. That's absolutely brilliant. And I love the analogy there of the ant, because that's really good. But I don't think you were brought up in Australia, because we didn't sort of intrigue in ants when I was growing up, to be fair.
To be honest, here in the UK, pretty much all the ants are actually quite mild. You know, they don't attack your ants.
The bull ants in Australia. So thank you so much, Dave. I'm sure there is a lot of people out there who are thinking, I really want to get in touch with Dave because he's had such wise words. So where can people find you? Where's a good place?
Bless you. Well,
he's got another sheet.
This one I prepared earlier.
Well done.
So as far as email is concerned, it's dave@davewilliamscoaching.com.
Brilliant.
And my main site is www.davewilliamscoaching.com. The Management Mastery University is the 3 W's, managementmasteryuniversity.com, naturally enough. And as far as speaking is concerned, it's switchonthelightcoach.co.uk.
Wow,
and
that's amazing.
Yeah, if obviously I'd be able to help yourself, your organisation or whatever, then why don't we just reach out? Let's have a chat. Okay. Talking doesn't cost anything. I'd love to be able to help if I can.
Thank you so much. And you're also on LinkedIn.
I am indeed, yes.
So thank you so much for your wise words. You have given us so much information in such a short time. So take care. Everybody go out, set some goals. Really pick up on Dave's tips there, because it's so, so important to continuously set goals throughout the year, not just on the 1st of January. Let's do it continuously. So thank you for your wise words, Dave. And
you're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Take care. Bye.
Bye now.